Welcome to Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. My name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos, an adjective profession, funny screenwriter.
How far we've fallen.
My name is...
There is nothing funnier than describing yourself as funny, by the way. What a flex. What a move. Anyway, go ahead, Matt.
My name is Noun.
Noun?
Chair. Adjective. Green. Matt lips are so... I'm green chair.
That's
wacky.
You're not a green chair. That's so zany.
Oh, man. That's wacky. So, I would have never thought that on my own.
We're doing Mad Libs this week.
I am astounded we have not done Mad Libs over the course of 2 hours. It's the most story break thing ever. Like,
Listen,
bullshit rip-off Mad Libs called Story Cubes 3 times, and we haven't done Mad Libs?
I don't disagree with you.
Matt, I will say that not only is Mad Lib perfect for story breaks, Mad Lib is the funniest thing ever created by mankind.
Mad Libs is Cards Against Humanity before Cards Against
Humanity. Yeah, I was literally about to say that, like, my issue with Mad Libs comes from the fact that I had an incredibly awkward and terrible apples-to-apples experience, and the whole time I was sitting there thinking about Apples to Apples, the board game, is just Mad Libs for adults. Here's the problem was that it was an apples
sounds
apples
like
game.
You have a problem with apples to apples, not Mad Libs.
Sounds like you have a problem with having fun with friends, Freddie.
You sit in an apples to apples game with 25 people, and you tell me
that's
how much
too
fun
many
you're
people
having.
For apples people. To apples. That's like when they had released a new Battlefield game, and they're like, this time the map's gonna have 256 gamers fighting each other. Like, that's too many gamers. Let me slow you down.
Yeah, you can't be like Mario Kart sucks because you went to a party that had 700 people and only 4 controllers. That's not Mario Kart's fault.
No,
that's the party.
No,
fault.
No, no.
That's not apples to apples fault. In fact, I'm pretty sure apples. You know what? I will say this. I'm going to look up how many.
I will say this. Apples to apples fucking sucks.
Yeah, I don't like apples to apples. But whatever the box is, apples to apples, if they say you can play up to 25, then I'll agree with you that it's fucking bullshit. But I'm pretty sure apples to apples has some sort of
what
limit.
What is this? Battle Royale mode? What's going on? Anyway, you were about to shit on.
4 to 8 players is what the box of apples to apples says. They are well aware of how many people should be playing apples to apples.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do they say that bullshit from 9 to 90?
I love from
they
9 to 90.
They say 12 plus because they don't put a limit on age, Freddie.
According to Mattel's website, it's 4 to 10. It's an inflation in terms of number of players.
12 plus, like what, like an 11-year-old can't play apples to apples? What the fuck is this? Oh, this is like party in the box mode. This is, must be a little bit more of an exciting version or something.
You go to Target and you're like, can you show me the board games behind the counter? Is it right this way, sir? Let me show you.
Apples to apples, but I would prefer to have parental guidance.
Could you give me a 12-year-old sense of humor with that game? Say no more, good sir. You were going to say something about Mad Libs, though.
I always hated them as a kid. I always hated them as a kid, too. Okay.
I mean, I never really enjoyed them as a kid. They're never funny.
Says Matt completely. Completely going against
Matt
the basics.
Matt railroaded us into doing Mad Libs, and then Freddie was like, I hate Mad Libs, and I'm going to explain why, and then here's what happened. Then Matt said Mad Libs aren't funny, and then Freddie's story about why he doesn't like Mad Libs was just about apples to apples reminding him of Mad Libs, and he still doesn't explain why he doesn't like Mad Libs.
I'll be on like a road trip as a kid. I don't know how we got these books, because Lord knows Mama Wong wasn't picking up fucking Mad Libs for her kids.
I mean, she did. It's not like you bought them. Somebody bought them, Freddie.
Yeah, no, my point is I think I got them as like, it was either from school, from Scholastic thing, or like maybe a birthday gift or something. Some friend who I'm not friends with anymore probably got me a fucking Mad Lib book. I remember like staring at it once and being like, all right, fill in this stuff. And then like looking at it and be like, is this humor?
It's mildly amusing for 5 minutes. What the fuck else do you want? It's a piece of paper. How many pieces of paper can be mildly amusing for 5 minutes? It does its job.
Yeah,
that's
I'll tell you what, the well-worn Calvin and Hobbes books
that's
I
all
had
it's designed
growing
to
up.
Do. But it's like, it's collaborative. Okay,
did your road trip go a little bit faster? Were you a little distracted while you were doing the Mad Lib Freddy? Anyway, Mad Libs are, for those of you who don't know.
I have their official description.
Okay, take it away.
Okay, Mad Libs for kids. I guess there's adult ones too. But Mad Libs are funny stories. Hear that, Freddie? Funny stories created on the spot. Pick a story from any category and you fill in a word for each prompt. Once you've filled in such a word, the blanks will be filled in. And when you click build a story, a funny story will be made with those words that you provided.
We're going to try to do a Mad Lib and then adapt that Mad Lib into a movie. Well, and so maybe if there's time, we'll do a sequel Mad Lib.
Ooh. Maybe if we're crushing it, this will be a speed run. We'll see how. We're going to keep it loose. Give me a number, Freddie.
I want to put this back in.
Nope, give me a number.
Man, let me tell a story.
play the thing. You're
now
already
I tell a story on my podcast.
Now I know why Freddie's not good at Mad Libs. Okay,
my issue with Mad Libs was it's because it's the exact same base level of just like butts, poop, and fart. That's it. That was like
the, that's on you.
As a kid, that was
the
it.
Building block of all. That's like saying all rhythm. All, that's like saying all songs have the same chord changes, Freddie. All the blues songs are just go the 1-4-5-4-1. Give me a break. Well, this is interesting.
I think we each pick a Mad Lib that we like from featured Mad Libs, and then we play it with the other two players. And then of those three that we think is the funniest, we'll do the movie.
No. We should just go around a circle and just do one.
Let's just do one, man.
Okay, then I'll just read it.
We trust
you. Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot. Okay. We'll do the
5-2-1 rule. Where you have 5 seconds to pick one fucking option.
5-2-1 rule is how you can narrow down restaurants. The first person picks 5 restaurants, the next person picks 2.
So what
two
are you
of
picking 5 of?
Here are 5 Mad Libs from this. This is the feature. This is the fucking cream of the crop.
Are you about to read us a log line for a Mad Lib?
Nope, just the titles. The titles do the job for it.
All right.
Granny's Garden Jungle. Pretty damn good.
All right.
The Big Catch. Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
The Little Green Nobody, or The Sad Banana.
The Sad Banana. All right, Freddie, you want to go?
Of those 5, I feel like The Sad Banana and Granny's Jungle.
Shit, I knew you were going to pick those, and now I have no idea how to choose between those two banger titles.
And Granny's Garden Jungle.
Granny's Garden Jungle sounds like you get very
sexual. We haven't done a Granny story in quite a while.
Let's do Granny's Garden Jungle. I feel like Sad Banana is a little more traditional.
All right. Ooh, story 881 break. Likes on this one.
Okay, good.
There's a lot of people have had a good time with this, Freddie.
Well, we'll put that on the cover.
How many things have you done that have entertained 881 people?
How many tweets have you written that gotten 881 likes?
Okay. Here we go. I will give you the prompts, and you two have to just settle on the answers.
I think we'll just go. We'll go
just
round
back and forth. Oh, that's a little wackier. You two, I love that. Okay, Will, a girl's name.
A girl's name, Fiona.
Freddie, a street name.
Dingleberry Street.
Oh, it's all just poops and butts.
Dingleberries is not. Is that?
Yeah,
man's name.
A man's name. A Shrek.
Freddie, another man's name.
He just turned this into a Shrek
Will
movie.
A Shrek movie.
Do it, Freddie. Say donkey, Freddie. Say it.
Another man's name.
Say donkey, you fucking coward.
For this, Donkey Bronson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A weekday, Will.
Swamp Steak.
No, it has to be one of the 7, unfortunately.
Okay.
It's a drop menu. They don't give you freedom.
They saw my shit coming a mile away. Thursday.
Thursday. Friday, another weekday.
Tuesday.
No, the only thing that would be funny is just all Thursdays. Okay, Tuesdays?
Oh, excuse me, funny police.
You want Tuesday? Okay, well,
fucking Matt, I didn't realize you were going to punch up our fucking suggestion.
Another weekday, because it's 3 weekdays in a row.
Thursday.
Okay.
All right, do 3 Thursdays. Fuck you, it's 3 Thursdays. Right, I changed my answer.
A story there. A number.
3.1415.
Nice.
Bye.
Will, another number.
42. The life, the universe, and everything.
Nice.
Right?
Freddy, one more number.
007.
007. 007.
Will, a feeling.
Shrekness.
Shrekness.
Okay. Last one, another feeling.
Gotta poop.
See what I mean, Will?
It works every time.
It works every time.
And we're going to be waiting for that to show up in the story. It's like a little treat for us.
All right,
Matt, take it away.
Gave us a story. Here we go. The story of Granny's Jungle Garden. One day, Fiona went to visit her granny who lived in Dingleberry Avenue. Unlike the other houses in the avenue, Granny's garden was not a garden but a jungle. The next-door neighbor, Mr. Shrek, kept his garden as neat as a pin. He mowed the grass every Thursday and clipped the hedges every Thursday. He entered the garden competition every year, and he won for 3.1415 years. Granny spent a lot of time in the garden, but not gardening. She had 42 monkeys, lots of bugs and insects, and 007 birds. The next-door neighbor was always dropping hints like lovely weather for weeding and a super day for digging, and mostly pointing out adverts in the local newspaper. But Granny just said, sorry, I can't afford their fancy prices. Even so, Granny was Shrekness with her garden. A week later, Granny heard voices from the neighbor's yard. Suddenly, a stranger popped his head over the fence. His name was Mr. Donkey Bronson, and he was judging this year's competition. He said he'd be back next week. So on Thursday, Granny dug a hole and lined it with plastic to make a pond and put up a bird bath and a bird table. The next week, the stranger came back to judge Granny's garden. He was gotta poop when he saw everything and quickly scribbled down some notes. Then he said, would you accept this year's award? Certainly, said Granny. So Granny won.
That is the most boring story I've ever heard in my entire life.
This was a tough one.
All right.
This sucks.
You know what the problem with the Mad Lib is? Is
that too long of a
the story you imagine in your head when you come up with your words is that the actual Mad Lib can never beat it, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
all right,
gentlemen, this is what we got. A granny who doesn't take care of her garden and then one day decides
and
to,
is
take care of her garden,
to take care of her garden.
And then she wins the competition wins. For taking care of her garden.
Should have gone with the sad banana.
We could see how the sad banana goes.
No, we're not. We're stuck.
Okay. All right. Shit.
So clearly, this
Freddie, I apologize.
Yeah,
Mad
goddamn
suck.
Right, you apologize.
Suck.
I do not accept.
881 people were wrong. No, I noticed they don't say how many people gave that a thumbs down. I bet you that's a big
ass
number.
Could you imagine on their own website, they give you a way to downvote their own Mad Libs?
Hey, everyone, welcome to Nabisco's Oreo.com. What's your least favorite Oreo?
Okay, let's try to draw some blood from the stone here.
We have 007 birds working for Her Majesty's Secret Service.
That's obviously not seven birds. That is absolutely
007
spy birds.
Spy birds with a license to kill. I really steered us into the wrong corner with all that Shrek stuff. Having buyer's remorse on all the Shrek adjectives.
I mean, the only one that really messes it up is that Granny was Shrekness.
No, but that's the secret of the whole movie. What is Shrekness?
What is
the secret of Shrekness?
Is she envious of Shrek? I'm going to get sick of this being a Shrek thing. Like, Shrek is already on the edge of being, like, worn out meme joke. I shouldn't have gone with Shrek. Hey, everyone, this is Will Campos apologizing for using cliche Shrek jokes on this podcast.
You know what? We could give everybody another writing lesson, which is sometimes you got to tear up that first piece of paper when it sucks. That's all I'm saying. Maybe we do a sad banana. Maybe this first draft of Granny's Jungle Garden will give us some inspiration. For
All right,
Saturday.
Matt, lay it on me. But we got to go fast because that was very boring.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, this one's much shorter.
Okay,
rapid fire. Boy's name.
Gilbert.
Freddy, a type of packaging.
Crotch packaging.
Don't blame me when this fucking sucks. Will, a fashion accessory.
Hair clips.
Freddy, a place.
Xanadu.
Will, a girl's name.
Girl's name, Fiona.
Nice.
Freddy, a park.
A park?
The next thing's gonna be a park attraction. So
Okay. The Universal Studios Islands of Adventure in Florida.
Studios Island of Adventures.
And then parenthetical in Florida.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Will, a park attraction.
The Minions ride, which I assume exists.
Freddy, a number.
10,000 million.
10,000 million.
There you go. That's a funny
number. All right.
Number.
Names. We'll go back and forth. Each of you give me one name, so we'll do four names. I separate with them columns. Will,
okay.
Go.
Matthew.
Freddie.
Bodacious Steve.
Will.
The Rickster from the Bus. That's an old caller ID ad reference, by the way.
Freddie.
I'll call now. One word. That's the name of the person. I'll call now.
All right. This is shorter, so that's already better.
Let's go.
The sad banana.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there lived a very sad banana named Gilbert. Gilbert lived in a crotch packaging in Fruitsvale.
We got something. We're cooking.
He was sad because he had no friends. But then he thought, how am I going to get friends if I don't go looking for some? I'm going to go out and look for some friends.
Okay.
All right. Classic story. So Gilbert put on his hair clips to impress people and went out to Xanadu. He was walking around Xanadu when he met a nice lady banana called Fiona. She said, hello, my name is Fiona. Do you want to go to Universal Studios Island of Adventures in Florida and go on the Minions ride?
Which
Gilbert said,
which I assume exists.
Comma, which I assume exists.
Which I assume exists. God, that's good. Gilbert said, okay, if you will be my friend. Yes, she replied. So Gilbert and Fiona became good friends and Gilbert wasn't sad anymore. Later on, they got married.
Whoa!
10,000.
I feel.
This is a love story now. This is good. Later on, they got married and had 10,000 million little bananas.
Oh God, that's horrible!
Ah, the trap is sprung.
Called
touche, Mad Lib.
Called Matthew Bodacious Steve Rickster from the Bus, and I'll call now. And they lived happily ever after.
I feel like Mad Libs is filling in the blank with some good, clean, wholesome Christian conservative values, some heteronormative, you know. What have you?
If you ever say yes to going to a park with a girl, you better marry her, son.
And have 10,000,000 banana children.
Okay, well, we got it's a life classic of Walter Mitty or whatever sort
Listen
of story
up, kids,
here.
It's a classic road picture.
Here's the image in my head, which is that peanut butter jelly time banana, but he's got like a huge Fabio mane.
Go, because he's got his hair clips in it.
He's got hair clips. Why do you need hair clips? You gotta have crazy hair.
All right.
All I know is at one point when they're like on like the road trip together and they're laughing, they're like, have you ever thought about having kids? And he's like, I've thought about having 10,000 banana kids. And she's like, 10,000? That's no bananas. That's like one grocery store amount of bananas. I've always wanted to have 1,000,000 banana kids. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, I guess we'll just never agree. And then the end is funny because they get 10,000
banana
million.
Kids. They agreed to have a lot of sex.
Well, no, he knows that in my story that bananas are literally born to be eaten. That's why they have that many kids, because they're bananas. Like your end game
it's
is
just like Rutger Hauer and Blade Runner. It's we were like, not built to last.
It's like in Pina.
Time to be thrown into the freezer for banana bread.
Pina pinata?
Viva pinata.
Viva pinata. Jesus Christ, thank you. Viva pinata. It's like you grow these little animals and you send them to birthday parties to get smashed. Okay. Let's talk about Gilbert. The sad
Gilbert.
Banana with no friends. Why does he have no friends? And why does he live in
a beautiful mane of hair?
He lives in a crotch package.
What, pray tell, is a crotch package? Freddie Wong.
It's a package for your dingles.
So, I mean, what? Underwear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here
he
we go.
Lives in an old pair of underwear.
He's in a
is
condom.
Is this how they came up
he's
with
the banana? He's the banana that was
oh
using.
Oh, my God.
He was the banana that was using sex ed to show people how to put a condom
a
on.
Crotch. And no one wanted to eat him afterwards.
He eat him, so he's thrown into the trash.
Where he grew a lot of hair.
Yes, the wad of hair is in the trash, and it got stuck to him from like glue
because
or
of the spermicidal lubricant in the condom.
Yes. So now you have this hairy banana that was used for sex ed. Of course he's got no friends. He's disgusting. This is a good kid story. And his name is Gilbert. This is good. This is our best main character we've ever had. You get a lot from this intro of this main character.
This is like one of those edgy 70s cartoons where like it's on at 3 in the
just
morning.
LSD
like some
trip.
Fritz the Cat shit going on right now. You're like, what the fuck is this? Okay.
I mean, the town's name is Fruitsville, whatever.
Fruitsville. Right.
Yeah, no, we're not playing that game. This is not a land of fruits. This is a land of human beings that have sex education in high school. And this is a banana that was used for it and then it was cast out.
Ironic that he then goes on to sire his own brood.
No. Fruitsville is the compost bin.
Yeah, because he gets thrown in the compost.
Oh, that's good. So there are a lot of other fruits that are all like each other and they're like, you're gross.
And then because of this is, you ready for the Fritz the Cat 70s trippy, like fantastic voyage fucked up part? They're like, just throw him in the compost with the other bananas the kids didn't eat. But because he's in that fucking condom, he's preserved. He watches
shit.
All the other fucking bananas decay around him.
And turn to mold.
It's like some David Lynch shit.
Human
you know what
hair
I mean?
Doesn't decay, right? Like fucking, you see those like skeleton stuff with like a lot of human hair on it still.
I think the hair eventually goes
eventually,
away.
It's like a long, it takes longer than an apple is my point.
My point is I've seen movies where the bones had hair.
So my point is that if some human hair was in that compost seed, all the other fruits and vegetables like decompose into a slurry. And then he's just a gross banana. This is a very sad banana, which is the name of this movie.
All right, so he's like,
so you're saying he has no friends because all of his friends decomposed in front of him.
The whole thing is a metaphor for life and death. Mm-hmm. The banana is shielded by the condom, which ironically both protects him from death but keeps him from getting new life.
From making children.
From making love.
As God intended.
And siring his lineage. So he's like, I gotta get out of this compost bin.
Okay.
So can he walk around?
It literally says he was walking around Xanadu. Okay, so his inciting incident.
Oh,
he wants
Xanadu?
To make friends and he wants to go to Xanadu. What
Xanadu,
is Xanadu, by the way?
He learns about Xanadu because Xanadu is the name of the condom brand. And it's on the wrapper. Because it's a stately pleasure dome is what Xanadu was in the poem. So Xanadu is a condom brand. He's like, Xanadu seems like
for your
because it says like everyone has fun at Xanadu or whatever. It's got some sort of saucy wink wink logo, like sort of catchphrase. And so he's going to go to the condom factory. This is the worst story break we've ever done.
No, this is
done.
Great. This is fucking great. What are you talking about? We literally have a fucking sex ed banana with hair fucking trying to go find friends.
All right,
you're saying
so
this is the worst?
He's going to go. So it's like
we did a blue hedgehog that likes rings. No, this is fucking good. This is like AI when he wants to go see like the blue fairy. Like
exactly,
Xanadu's
yes.
an idea. It's
well,
about
then
the appeal of like the sex that's sold to us in media.
Yeah. Except he doesn't understand it because he thinks it's like they always say it's about having fun. Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to have fun. And then he doesn't really understand what it's for. So, OK, so then you do that.
And then of course, Universal Studios in Florida ends up being the actual Xanadu. Like,
well, it's the condom factory.
Oh, that's where
that's what I'm saying is that the literally Xanadu is the name of the brand of the condoms. It's got the address on there.
I don't think it should have the address just because I think it should be like he's trying to find
Xanadu. So my thought would be that like Fiona is a banana in the employee break room of the condom factory.
Okay.
Or something like that.
She's another banana that says, do you want to go to Universal Studios with me? So I think he goes on a wacky journey looking for Xanadu. He's just a banana in the big city in the big wide world looking for Xanadu. And yes, he's got like a hint. Like the condom packaging has like this, you know, pleasure palace with like the Eiffel Tower behind it and like find
the Eiffel Tower.
I gotta find that mountain with the
Eiffel
tree.
Tower with a big condom on top of it.
So he goes to Vegas because he's like, oh, there's an Eiffel Tower in Vegas. But like he finds a lot of Xanadu condoms, but he doesn't find Xanadu.
Yeah,
that's where he meets her. And she's a banana that's trying to get to Universal Studios. She was a banana that was in a Lunchable pack that was sponsored by Minions. You know how like Lunchables are always like, you know, like Paw Patrol Lunchables. It was like Minions Lunchable that had a discount ticket for Universal Studios in Florida. She's like, this is where I want to go. This kid ate the fucking pizza and the pepperoni.
I want to know why he didn't eat me. What's wrong with me?
Oh, my God.
She's a banana that wasn't eaten in the Lunchables pack. The kid ate all the yummy stuff, fucking threw out the banana, and the only thing she knows is that there's a wonderful world that she could get $20 off if she goes to Universal Studios with Minions.
Oh,
so
no,
the two
no, no.
of these
it's
bananas
not that
find each $20 other.
Off. It's that she can get in for free, one extra free ticket. She's like, you could be my plus one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah. Yes. It's like, and then you do... The way you'd match it is like, no, it's not the fucking Eiffel Tower. It's like, whatever. The image has something on it. It's like...
He sees the picture of Universal Studios. He's like, oh my gosh, that must be Xanadu.
Yes. And, she's,
and
he's
then
like,
your
that
midpoint
sounds like-
is, he's like, it's not Xanadu. This is your Xanadu, but it's not mine. He's yes. like, but I love you. Isn't that enough? And he yes. says, no, I have to find Xanadu.
Xanadu is the feeling I have when we first kiss. <You know?
laughs> This is cooking. What a picture.
I try to picture it in my head. I have no images. There's no images in my head.
You don't have an image of a
how
condom
does this guy,
in
the... How does the banana walk?
I'm gonna type in walking banana and I bet you I'm gonna have a fucking thousand images.
Does he have little legs? Does he have little feet? Does sure. he I guess like how photorealistic and yeah. anatomically correct
Ooh,
are these bananas?
I do like this being okay, like you know the what was fucking the best was the old Homeward Bound that didn't have like any special effects. They're like, here's just a dog, here's just three real dogs moving around. I feel like this is like the tire movie rubber
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
a real banana that we just like it just rolls.
Okay, here's what you do. Some kid at school is playing around with his tech deck skateboards. And he's like, I'm so good at tech decks.
Go grind that banana.
And then you do that. The bully at school is like, tech decks suck. And so do you. And
no
steals
way.
Their tech decks
no
and
way.
Throws them into the compost bin. And now they've got little skateboards they can roll around on. That's how they get from
no,
place to
holy
place.
Holy fuck. I never in a million years thought I'd find something so fucking good. As whoever animated this, you guys cannot believe.
Is this like they go
show.
Around the ground like inchworms
no,
or something?
This is so much better. Freddie, this movie is about to become your obsession. This is fucking everything. This is fucking everything. We will have to tweet this. I can't believe I've never seen this before.
So
imagine the bananas like halfway peeled, like one part of the banana is not peeled, but all the peels are made into like four squid legs, and those squid legs are moving around
it across the ground.
And this banana is very erect, like posed forward, moving on a squid banana.
Well, this
legs.
You know what's good about this is that well, this becomes the first threshold crossing thing because he can't get out because he's trapped in the condom.
Like the scene of like the fish crawling on the shore for the first time, like the fucking incredible scene in Spider-Man 3 where he becomes Sandman. It's like he's in the compost scene and he's got like will himself.
No, because you know,
and he slowly unpeels himself and he like figures out how to walk.
I was gonna say, or you do like the all the other bananas can do this, but they okay, hear me out.
So the other bananas
all
are
the other
walking
bananas
around like squid nightmares.
So you do because they can't reveal their banana. They can walk around to the humans because
yeah,
they
yeah,
get destroyed.
Classic
right?
Toy Story rules.
So you do that. The bananas get thrown in the compost, but the compost bin is too big for them to escape. So that's why they all just claw at the edges until
oh
they die.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
But he's in this condom and he can't move around, and they all ignore him. But she comes down and she realizes like. If I help you out, we can use the stretchy, sticky condom to like use like as a whip to stick to the top of the thing, and then you and I can climb out together.
I like that. I like,
oh, yeah,
I like rather than him finding her on the journey, it's like a dual journey together.
Yeah, that's the first step is he has to take off his armor, right? Like the condom is like his armor. It's
yeah.
like his, you know, like his shell that
yeah,
keeps
he's
him
got
safe. Raw
dogging immediately.
You know,
sorry. The metaphor here is
it's
he
fine.
Meets
my
a girl,
mom stopped
he,
listening 20 minutes ago. There's no way.
He meets, The story of this movie is the moment he beats a girl, he's like, I gotta get this condom off immediately. Can you help me? Okay, but yes.
Okay, so then they escape, or like he helps her out, mm-hmm. and then he's like, well, I'm just gonna go jump back in there and die, I guess. And she's like, why don't you come with me to...
He wants to find Xanadu.
He's like, oh yeah, I gotta go find Xanadu. And then yeah. she's like, oh, that's funny, I gotta go find Universal Studios. And then they're like, wait a second. Your mm-hmm. thing is my thing. Let's go together, right?
Okay, and maybe they don't like each other because his goal is to find friends. He's like, thanks for getting me out of here. You're mean. I want to go to Xanadu because that's where friends are, and I want to have friends. And she's mm-hmm. like, well, fine. Good luck having friends. It's like, I'm going to meet the minions because minions look super cool. They're like bananas, but they actually have feet. They're not like stupid like us, like fucking squid creatures.
And overalls.
You do that, and then something makes him realize that, like, he's like, wait a second. I think Universal Studios is where Xanadu is, and then in that moment, they realize they need each other.
Why do they need each other? Yes, this is the rub. This is the rub.
Why do they need each other?
Yeah.
They broke a tech deck, and one person has one half, and the other person has the other half.
They don't need a tech deck.
Holy
walk
shit.
Like this.
Wait, hold on. Hold, let him play.
They both like stand on half a tech deck.
And they have to hold hands and skateboard. Like, well, they'll never get to Xanadu on foot. They need wheels.
Yeah.
So they have to stand on the tech deck together.
Okay.
And then each pedal to get where they're going.
Not to be a no butter, but I'm looking
but
at
terrible.
My finger, and my finger is smaller than a banana. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about two bananas in the size of a tech deck. That's what I'm thinking.
This is easy, Matt. You just do a brand deal with tech decks, and we come out with jumbo banana sized tech decks.
Me a skateboard.
Wait, what if it's, you know, those stupid little skateboards? You know those dumb, bad little skateboards that people do? It's one of those. It's one of those terrible little skateboards.
With the little LED wheels so they light up.
Freddie, are you looking close up at the GIF I sent?
He's not looking at this GIF.
It really breaks open the whole movie to me the more I stare at this little fucking banana walking. So make sure you're all looking at it.
Why do they need each other? I feel like if it's just conveyance... Maybe it's just conveyance. I'm trying to, like, yeah.
Is
it,
oh, this is easy.
He
no,
has
no,
a
no,
friend
this
along
is,
the way. I like this is a classic.
Easy. This is easy. Okay, this is easy. Simple. To get out of the compost heap, like, they have to use the condom as, like, a slingshot to get them out.
That's good.
And in the process, like, she gets yanked out of her own peel, so he needs to accommodate her inside his peel.
So they have one peel?
Yeah.
So in this world, like, so the
that's
first,
so erotic like, for some
so
reason.
Erotic. It's like, not for some reason. It's two phallic figures sharing like a peel, like foreskin. It's so.
That's where my mind went. I'll let y'all know. They kind of mush together.
God. They fuse. They become one.
I mean,
big
bananas
mushy
definitely.
Banana.
You smush two bananas together, it becomes one banana because bananas like Play-Doh. It's kind of like a.
Wait,
it's
no,
just
they
like,
don't.
That's the end of the movie. It's like Cronenberg into one banana.
Okay, just bear with me. This ticket
coupon,
this coupon that you know, cut on the back of the box, it got ripped. And he's been looking at the picture of like the theme park, which looks like Xanadu. And then she's looking at the hot picture of her minion fiance. And then they realize, again, he's like, this is my ticket to Xanadu. And she's like, well, I'm going to go meet my minion. And it's like, they are going to the same place. And they mm-hmm. like, neither of them want to give up the ticket. They're like, well,
oh,
I guess we got to go
yeah.
together. Like, they're just, they both want to go there, and, like, they need the ticket. They're like,
oh,
I guess.
And then she's like, give me the ticket. And he's like, I've stuffed it into my foreskin already. You'll never get at it.
He's like, no, I'm going to Xanadu. I'm going to have a great time. She's like, oh, I can't get in there to meet my fiance if I don't have your half the ticket.
I'll put in a good word for you with him.
And then the moment they need each other, they're arguing about it, and they both are on opposite sides of the dumpster, and they're trying to climb out by themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they're both, like, mad at each other.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then, yes, they come up with some way to do it together, and they look at each other. It's like, looks like we'll just go there together. It's like, you more or less get it, because there's already tension. You're like, these two bananas
yeah,
are
okay, that's
by.
Good.
These
and
bananas
then you
are
do-
fucked by the end. We get it. We know they're drawn to
well,
each other.
Well, that's great. Okay, because then you have a couple things. Now they're on the road together, right? Because yeah, yes. And then road. I love that she's in love with the minion
yes.
and thinks that because the ticket came with her thing,
yes.
you know, that this is him asking her to marry him.
Oh, that's good.
Like,
that's
she's his lost love. Like, yes. that's what she's convinced of, is that this rich minion is going to save her. So that's why she's going to go to Universal Studios, which has a Minions attraction,
says,
she assumes.
It, yeah, here's what it says. It says, join me, M-I, and then the other half is Nians at this year. At, you know, like
she's always looking at the banana. She's like, how could anybody like a banana like you? You're so... tall and you got like that wrapper. Look at this minion, nice and square and beautiful.
This is the ideal banana. You may not like it, but this is what peak performance looks
hey,
like.
Bananas, was stopping you from dressing like this? And then specifically, he wants friends. He's obviously got a friend right in front of him.
He doesn't realize it.
What's
she's
stopping
mean.
Him? Does he have like a perfect ideal of what a friend should be? Like, what does he think a friend is?
Yes,
and why
what is his internal obstacle to friendship?
And what's this? Is Fiona? Is that the name of this banana? Is Gilbert and Fiona? Yeah, it is. Gilbert and Fiona.
So, yes. So Fiona's in love with this minion man.
Yes.
He wants friends, but he's, you know... He wants, like, the perfect friend.
Yeah.
He wants a perfect friend that'll, you know, like, never let him down and never die like all his friends did when they were
on. A friend is always fun and always makes you feel better and always... Yeah. A friend is for him.
Yes, exactly.
He doesn't think of it
and
as
so
a
then
mutual
he is
thing.
So, and yes, you do that. Like, he can't see, though, there's this friendship blossoming right in front of him because he is unwilling to deal with her emotional stuff.
Yes.
Right? He's like, whatever. She doesn't want to be my friend. She wants to marry this minion guy. She sucks. Yeah. It's like, oh, no, this is like, you should help this person. You make friends by putting yourself out there by trying to help other people.
You have to be
people.
A friend to a friend in order to have
you have to you what?
You have to be a friend to a friend. Also, you can't just you have expect to be a friend to be
this,
a friend to
so
you.
So, first of all, this is clearly a musical.
Yes.
That's definitely the song. You have to friend a friend to be a friend to have a friend.
You have to be a friend to a friend in order for a friend to be your friend.
You have to be a friend to a friend for a friend to be your friend. Very good. The Sad Banana, a mushy musical. I think we found Story Break season 5. I think we got it.
And then all the reviews will be like, it's a very appealing movie. Yeah. It's like all the, cause here you go. Here's all the puns.
Don't slip on your way to the theater to get your potassium. Okay, so act one is clearly
and
the compost
like
bin.
The one Peter Favre's like negative review that's like a banana pun. But it's
like, this banana was overripe and left too long.
Then Armin White's like, they didn't really explore where bananas originally came from.
No, Armin White is like, this movie's better than Toy Story 3.
Armin White would fucking
this is
love
a
this movie.
Fastball straight down Armin White Avenue. He's gonna fucking put this one in the bleachers. Okay. So act one, we see his origin story getting, he's the sex ed condom who gets thrown into the compost heap, watches his friends die. She's the naive, she hasn't seen the real world like he has, right?
No.
Like,
and
she's
just,
garden. She,
she's just
really... she went straight from the banana grove to the Lunchable. Right?
Yes, and she stared at a picture of a minion forever.
You stared at a picture of a minion forever, fell in love, and then was opened up and promptly cast into the trash
bin. She was opened up, and it wasn't a minion that opened her up.
It was
a kid who ate everything else and then looked at it and said, ew, a banana? And threw her in the garbage. That's her whole existence.
Dang.
And then his existence is he got some weird teacher be like, so here's how you put a condom on the penis before you
everyone
have sex.
Everyone laughed at him. All the kids laughed at the banana that had a condom on it.
And then one kid snuck over to the teacher's desk and pulled the banana and was like, hey, look, it's the teacher's dick. And then threw it out the window into like a trash can. And then, that's like the last thing I
remember. That's the shot, by the way. It's that kid throws it out the window and unbeknownst to every character other than the banana, just sails perfectly into a trash can.
It's like this shot in Watchmen where the comedian gets kicked out the window.
Yes. Shit, that's good.
Hold
a
up,
slow motion scene of sex ed, like all these kids, like some kids are embarrassed, other kids are laughing. You watching this banana just get pulled a condom on, and then you see this like fucking kid sneaking up behind the teacher, like the fucking assassin, and then pulls him out of the teacher's hand, and then all the kids start laughing. He gets thrown through glass, actually breaking
one of those full on shattered window, slow motion glass twinkling in the sunlight,
and then it freezes. The mayor's like, you might be wondering how I got here, and then the movie continues.
Okay, all right.
Okay, this
all
is
right.
All very.
Is there
good.
A side plot where there's like a moldy peach going around like Rorschach, and the mold spots change depending on like the mood, and it's like another one died today.
A moldy peach, and then the mold also have faces and eyes.
Oh,
like that's a good character. It's like, hey guys. Hey, how's your mold doing? I don't know. I think I got a few more. Then it turns around. It's like, it's like
oh, no. This is so
this is the most fucked up thing I've ever heard in my life.
Now they're going to kill me eventually, but what are you going to do?
Does it bother you guys that we're so much better at this than doing anything remotely good or serious?
No, we built a very narrow, stupid skill
set. All right. I'm trying to structure this thing. Okay, so act one, he gets thrown in, she gets thrown in, the two of them meet, they don't like each other.
They get a meat fruit.
Because she gets thrown in and he's not even paying attention, but then he sees the ticket and he's like, oh my God, it's Xanadu, it's the place I need to go. And then she's like, give me that, that's my ticket, that's for my me, I'm going to meet my fiance. And she's like, what the hell are you talking about? You're not going anywhere, lady. Whatever. They team up, they use the slingshot to launch out. Actually, no, they don't see the ticket till they're outside the compost bin. Like his
no, they get launched into the recycling bin.
Yes, they get launched into the recycling bin, and that's where they see the ticket. So, yes, you do that. There's his stasis equals death is looking at the mold peach, right? He's like, I can't let myself turn into an old moldy peach like this guy, right? I got to get out of here. And so they kind of like each other at first. There's a bit of a spark. Mm-hmm. And then they turn on each other once they see the ticket.
Yes.
And now they're like, no, this is my ticket. It's just good for one only, right?
Yeah, it's good for one only, yes.
And so they're like, all right, but we need each other's help to get out there because only two of us can pedal this shitty, tiny skateboard. So here's what you do. Act one, they ends with them slingshotting with the condom into the fucking recycling bin. They discover the MacGuffin. The ticket to Universal Studios, which has a Minions ride, we assume. Yes. And
in the recycling bin, there's a bunch of snooty academic papers. And then there's just one guy's like, I'm plastic. They won't know what the fuck to do with me.
Oh, yeah. No, what's great is they get some exposition from a shitty sixth grader's like five paragraph essay on capitalism or something like that. That's very fun. Okay, so act two is the recycling bin. They get out of the recycling bin. And now their first test to work together is they got to steal that shitty little skateboard from the kid who threw her out. So they steal the skateboard. And now they're on the road.
Yes.
And then now your tension over the course of the third act is, you know, they're both kind of still angling.
Well, that's when you pan out and realize that, like, they're about eight blocks from Florida, from Universal Studios, and this takes place in Florida. But that's like a long way for a banana.
For two bananas on a shitty skateboard.
Long way for two bananas.
Okay, so you have their road journey, and now they have this.
It's like it's really small scale stakes. Like, they're literally on their little skateboard, and there's like a fruit seller, and then they turn around, like, oh, I must have dropped those two bananas. And, like, she picks them up and puts them back in the banana.
Yeah, they made
like,
a bunch of other bananas. Yeah, all these bananas who are friends. And he's I can just stay here. And then he realizes, that's his little moment. He's like, no, I'm not going anywhere. Like, and then she's like, I need your help. And then they teach him the first lesson because he finds the perfect friends early. And that's a nice kiss. But she needs his help to get to Universal Studios, right? They haven't gotten there yet. He's like, fuck you. Like, you can go try to go on your own. He kicks her out. And then they all find out that he did his friend dirty and kicked her out. And they're like, you can't break the friend rule.
You turned your back.
People
on
who break the
banana?
Friend rule get fucking killed
they
around
get
here. And then, so they're all gonna murder him because like we can't. He's like, oh shit. Like, but they teach him.
They
the kind
turn of, into agua fresca and they get pan over to the blender.
So they're gonna sacrifice him to the blender, and then he needs her help to save his life. Yes. And despite the fact that he was mean to her, she comes back and saves him. And he's like, wow, you were really there for me. Yes. He's starting to feel
what's
ways
really
about
easy
stuff.
What's really easy about the trap is that the fruit seller grabs the two bananas and just puts a rubber band to add them to a bundle.
Oh, that's good.
Like,
yeah.
Got their little rubber
band. I gotta get out of here. And none of the trapped fruit that are getting sacrificed to the blender like want to work because they're all the mean fruit that only care about themselves, right? So he's trapped with them and he's got to escape. Very good. Okay, so now they're on the road, and then you would do her version of the same thing.
Yes.
Like, you do her trial.
Yes.
Is like,
she wants this minion. What is that really about? I mean, they are kind of similar because, like, he wants friends and she wants, like, this fiance.
What does she really want deep down, right? What is this about?
Is it agua fresca or is it a banana split? Because they can watch a banana get split in two and then covered in chocolate sauce. That
devoured by a kid. Like, yes, it's very good. Banana split. Okay, so for her, she's in love with the minion.
Yes.
Does she think... Oh, here's what you do. She's like a Buzz Lightyear. She thinks she's just a baby minion.
Okay.
She thinks I'm just going to grow up and become.
It's like the minions are small. It's like, no, they wear pants. They're tall. They're like 6 feet tall. They're six
yes.
feet tall.
So
bananas.
Like she thinks I'm not a full minion. He's like, isn't it weird that he wants to marry you before you're a fully grown minion? And she's like, whatever. Shut up. He's my boyfriend.
I love that's bizarre. She's like, that was my womb. That little package I was in, that's just like where, and then I was born.
Yeah. But so by the time we get to Universal Studios, I'm sure I'll be a minion, right?
Yes.
She doesn't want to accept that she's a banana, right? Because a banana is just a shitty thing.
Oh,
that
she would see minions in like a toy store.
Mm-hmm.
She would like go and see a bunch of minions.
So her crisis is realizing she'll never be a minion.
Yes.
So yes, because she thinks that she can ask a wizard to turn her into a minion or whatever. Yeah. Like she just thinks that's the next thing is I got to go turn into a minion.
Oh, the dramatic irony. It could just be because, again, she doesn't know what minions actually are. If the first thing she sees of a minion is like one of those like gotcha coin machines or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the thing that drops out is like a little tiny minion. He's like, how could he grow into a minion if minions are smaller than us? And then she's like going crazy. She's like, oh my God, like I've been lied to. I'm not a minion.
Yeah. But he's like, you're great just the way you are.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This and is the most insane collection of images.
And so here's
because then the turn is like, then she's like, well, we still are going to go to Xanadu or whatever. And when she gets there, she sees the big minions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big inflatable minion, like
and
the
then,
one.
And she sees it inflate.
Studios.
And she's like, that's going to be what happens to me. Yes, I'm going to flame turn into a minion. Or you do that. She realizes, here's the game changer. She internalizes the lesson of self-acceptance, but then they get to Xanadu and she realizes, what do minions love? Bananas. She's like, I am a banana, but I can still be with the minion. That does just like you're right. I accepted myself, and now I'm fucking you over to steal the thing to go be with my boyfriend.
Yes.
So okay. So yes, you have those are their journeys. She has again like the sort of Toy Story moment where she sees what a minion is a toy, not a banana, and she's like, I'm not a toy. I'm a banana. And then he helps her through that because he sees her, you know, the inner beauty or whatever. He accepts her for who she is. They have their little midnight smooch. And they then arrive at Universal Studios.
Yes.
Maybe they've realized that, like, maybe they get a second coupon, or maybe they're like,
no, you need, like, a breakup. Like, one of them needs to just, like, go in with the, well, they're not going to be allowed in with the coupon.
Their bananas will.
Hey, you can come in, but you can't. You talking walking bananas. That ticket's for one. So it'd be like, they realize they can't get in. I think one of them says, this is my coupon, and goes to the front to be like, here's my coupon. The guy's like, hey, there's a banana on the floor. She picks up a banana and throws it in the trash. And then the other banana watches, like, the
no!
trash cart get taken away. And
she, no,
and
it gets, like, taken away into the park, because
yeah, exactly,
that's where
the park. Yeah, yeah. So, oh, okay. Yeah, from their point of view, they're like, oh, that's how you come in, I guess.
Okay, so you could also do a thing where, like, it's like a classic tragic misunderstanding where she realizes that she's fallen in love with this other guy. So she has to get into the park to, like, tell this guy that she's fallen in love with someone else.
Yes.
While he's sleeping, she's like, I'm going to take the ticket and go in and break it off with my minion boyfriend.
Oh, you know what it is? He is the one who takes the ticket and goes into the park. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, like, they have a big fight and he goes into the park.
Oh, he's in love with her. And yes. He's like, I got to tell that other guy to back off or something like that. I'm going to lose her forever.
And then the garbage truck, however it is, he ends up in, like, a storage unit full of minions.
Mm-hmm.
And then he learns the meaning of friendship from minions. And he's like, oh, my God, that's why she loves minions. Because they're great. They're friends. This is what it means to be a friend. Like, he mm-hmm. understands the lesson. Like, it's not her, it's the minions, it's the problem.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I gotta tell her. I gotta tell her that I've been an asshole. I gotta tell her, I understand why she likes minions, because they're better than me. They're great. They love each other. They're funny. They're the best. They're the best things that have ever been produced since Pixar. Like, this is great.
Okay, so their low point is the night before they get to the park, right? Yeah. And then you gotta do, like, he's in love with her, so he's jealous now and mad that she's gonna go be with this minion, right? So maybe you do, like, hear me out. He destroys the ticket. While she's asleep, he burns it, or, like, hides it or whatever. He hides it and then pretends it must have blown away during the night. Oh, darn, we can't get in. I guess we should go be together forever.
Looks like we should get married and have 10,000 million babies.
And then she's really sad and she's like, no, I can't give up. Like, I'm not just going to give up on what I want. Like, you don't understand me at all. Like, you know, like, and then so she's like, I'm going to go somewhere or another. If it's meant to be, I'll get into that park. And then he gets mad at her or whatever.
Yes.
And then so she goes off to go to the Minion Park.
Yes.
And then he learns the value of friendship from minions somehow. I don't know how that works. But then he realizes...
I mean, sneaks his way in. Have you seen a Minion movie, Will? He learns the power of friends. He learns what it means to be a true friend for the minions.
Oh, yeah. So here's what you do. This is very good. They're on the side of the road somewhere, right? And he's like, I better get back to the compost bin because you're going off to Weird Way. I should go die. He sneaks into a minivan where two kids are watching a Minions movie on the TV in the back of the van. And he learns the power of friendship from these two kids. And he's like, oh, my God, I got to go back to Universal Studios. And, of course, where is the van actually going to Universal Studios? And he's like, I'm here. I got to go tell her that, you know, I was being a jerk.
And he sneaks his way in to, like, their, like, you know, lunch bag or whatever for the day. And then there's another Lunchables in there with a banana. It's like, let me out. Let me out.
The climax is he realizes that minions are great.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he's wandering around the park, depressed, being like, I'm an asshole. Like, you know, I don't deserve it anyways. I don't know what I'm going to do now. He looks up and what's that? There's a frozen banana cart that dumps the banana in some chocolate and then paints little minion pictures on it. He's like, oh, my God, this is a chance for me to become a minion. He literally is like, I'm going
to
be.
Wait, look, that's what she wants to do.
No, because he wants to do that for her. And then she learns her lesson. She's like, minions aren't even real. Like, I've been having this, like, impossible idea of what a minion is. It's not about what I want. It's about who I am. Like, I am enough. Like, I'm fine as I am.
So she gets an opportunity. Hear me out. To save him
from turning himself into a minion.
Or, hear me out, she gets in the park, and they're like, there's one of the bananas. Oh, let's turn it into a minion, right?
Kids love the minion
frozen
bananas.
Kids love the frozen minion bananas, right? Yeah. And so now she has an opportunity to become what she's...
Sorry, you have a shot where it's like someone busts the door down the break room. Like, the kids are going apeshit for the frozen minion bananas. And the guy's like, and he looks around.
We need more bananas. We don't have any more. Just pick them off the ground if you
have
to.
They got a peel on them. It doesn't matter. It's safe.
It's one of those moments where she has an opportunity to turn into what she's always wanted, which is a minion, by becoming a frozen minion banana. And then you see, like, the big Minion, like, dancing around with frozen Minion bananas. Like, I can get what I always wanted. But she's like, it's not what I want. It's not who I am. I'm not a Minion. I'm a banana. And right as she's about to choose, she sees him come around the corner.
Yeah.
And, like, it's one of those moments. And then she jumps off, and then the banana freezing guy's like, hey, that banana's running away. Go get it. And then they chase the banana. Now they got to escape the park together because, like, the mean chef.
Straight up, somebody makes Minion bananas. Yes, so yes, that's perfect. What it is. They put little blue pants on
now,
the
and then
of
now
banana.
They've got to escape the park together.
And
then
it's escaping from a bunch of hungry kids who want to eat them.
Yes, a bunch of hungry kids who want to eat them. And an angry
kid's like, Mom, Dad, we want the frozen Minion bananas. We're like, fine, whatever. They're $8 each, but sure, we'll do it. Then the two bananas run away.
So then you do the last thing is right with her at the fence. All the kids are closing in. They have this tender, you know, heart to heart, you know, like, I shouldn't have been, blah, 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 I love you, whatever. They're about to kiss. And then you do, like, some guy, some stoned teenager in a mascot costume as a Minion sees them and starts crying. And then he, like, lifts them up over the fence so they can escape. And all the kids just beat the shit out of the Minion.
Yeah.
He's like, go, fly, you fools.
Just out of focus as the two Minions are running away. Just watch this fucking, like, poor teenager.
Yes. And then they run off and they have 10 million babies together.
The only other thing I can think about, like, how do you have 10 million is if the two kids do eat them and their final moments are together getting eaten. And then they get pooped out. And then they go to the fertilizer. And then you watch the fertilizer go to, like, a banana, like you know,
that's actually beautiful ranch, and then these bananas blossom from them.
Yeah, sure, that's what kid movie wants.
Ending. Yes, that's it. It gets all the scatological implications that are present in Mad Libs.
You watch two kids eat these bananas, and then a parent's like, don't eat those bananas too fast, your stomach's gonna hurt later. Like, he's like, shut up, Dad. And then he cuts to the kid playing Fortnite, and he's like, oh god, I gotta go AFK. He's like, dude, we're in the middle of a fight, don't you fucking go AFK. He's like, sorry guys, my stomach's really fucking bad right now.
Those bananas in Universal Studios.
Cuts to fucking 3 minutes and this kid will be like, that's the credits are rolling. And then at the beginning of the arc line, they're like, hey, parents, make sure you stay for the post-credit scene. It's a good one. This kid's just fucking shitting out these bananas.
You go back to the trippy slow motion. It's like the Genesis scene in Noah. Right? Like, it's they get devoured, but then you go fully psychological, you know, mindscape, evolution, and yes, we follow them through this kid's body out. Like, first person VOV into the toilet where they're flushed down. And then, like, they become part of the fertilizer that sprouts a whole new generation of 10 million thousand bananas.
Yeah, I buy it. The end, as it's based on a true Mad Lib.
That was a real Mad Libs adventure, the sad banana.
God, that was an adventure, folks.
The moment we think of a banana with a condom, we can come up with a story. But, like, an old lady in a garden, we're like, that's not...
We can't
write
relate
a story
to that.
About an old lady
I can't
in
relate
a garden.
To that. Now, this banana with a condom, that's more our speed. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling elevated levels of anxiety? Do you quake uncontrollably, even thinking about watching cable news? Do you have disturbing nightmares, only to realize it's 2 p.m. and you're up? If you've experienced one or more of these symptoms, you may have FNO, news overload. Fortunately, there's treatment. Hi, I'm Dave Holmes, host of Troubled Waters. Troubled Waters helps fight FNO. That's because Troubled Waters stimulates your joy zone. On Troubled Waters, two comedians will battle one another for pop culture supremacy. So join me, Dave Holmes, for two doses of Troubled Waters a month. The cure for your news overload. Available on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's well, one of the wilder story.
We made a thing.
That's a good one.
That's this is definitely the movie the toilets and butts plays in front of.
yes, you're right.
Good grief. Well, if you made it all the way through, thanks for sticking with us. You're our kind of people if you enjoyed that. Man, oh man,
I'm not
oh, man.
Worried about asking for fan art now. I am worried about asking for fan art in later episodes. But for now, Will, do we have any fan art?
We do. We got another awesome poster from Storybroke for Blood Opera, or rather, should I say, Heroes Fire Bullets. Which was the name of that movie. So thanks very much to Storybroke. You can head on over to twitter.com/RJStoryBreak to check that out, or head to bit.ly/StoryBreakFB to join our Facebook group and discuss that.
Thanks so much to the Maximum Fun Podcast Network for having us on. Thanks, Travis Reeds, for cutting this podcast together. Matt, you have any thoughts?
About what?
About what we just did here?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Why are you guys worried? That's our next chicken across the road, baby.
The moment
you think of it as like a 1980s like Don Bluth, like weird, like they still make animation for adults, like, but not really. Like, this isn't for anybody. Like, this
was
is,
like the
this
movie was a Sausage Party. Was that movie that came out a couple years ago? It's like Sausage Party 2 here.
Anyway. We'll see you folks next week. Thanks to the Maximum Fun Podcast Network for having us on their podcast network. Head over to MaximumFun.org to hear all the great podcasts on the network and also listen to some of the ads around here. Don't just skip past them. Listen to them. Check out those shows. My name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos.
My name is Matt Arnold, and I don't have anything to say. I'm still reeling from that one. I'm proud. I'm proud. I'm proud of that banana baby we made.
Bria, what's your reader wheelhouse?
A woman on a journey, space, post-apocalyptic roads, and magical food. Mallory, what's your reader wheelhouse?
Werewolves, haunted houses, weird fiction, and books set in Florida for some reason.
We're reading glasses, and we want to know what your reader wheelhouse is.
We can use it to help you find more books that you love.
And avoid books that you don't. So whatever you like to read about and however you like to read it,
we want to help you read better.
Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.